It doesn't happen often, but when a municipality issues a notice about a significant weather event, as Springwater and Oro Medonte townships did on Saturday, it's a clear indication that people should stay off the roads. The townships issued the notices following more than 24 hours of continuous heavy snowfall and increasing wind velocity. The significant weather event has been declared due to current and forecasted conditions that are impacting roads maintained by the township, the Springwater notice read. This declaration of a significant weather event isn't notice of a reduced level of service or a road closure, it added. It is to notify the public that due to the current or forecast conditions, caution is to be observed when traveling on roads maintained by the Township of Springwater. It may take longer than usual to bring the roads back to optimal conditions. Oro Medonte's notice had no information on the township's plowing plan. It focused specifically on the weather facts. Environment Canada has issued snow squall warnings across Simcoe County. These snow squalls are creating conditions favorable for localized hazards, including, in addition to the snowfall received over the past 48 hours, additional accumulations of 20 to 40 cm with higher amounts possible, very poor to near zero visibility at times, and high winds and gusts resulting in blowing snow. Both townships issued the warning as required by the Ontario government. Declarations of significant weather events are determined on a case-by-case basis and will be issued in times of need to further enhance the message to drivers and residents that road conditions may be in a state of repair for a long duration, said Jenny Leggett, Oro Medonte's manager of communications and public relations. She added that the notice is always posted on the township's website and is quite often posted to its social media channels, too. Springwater takes a similar tact. The last time the township declared a significant weather event was 2020, said Nicole Odette, Springwater's communications officer. The notices shared with emergency services, our after-hours service line, media, township social media channels, posted on the township website and shared via the mobile app. With more than 2,000 kilometers of road to maintain across both townships, including 864 in Springwater and 1,200 in Oro Medonte, snow removal crews understand the urgency the general public places on clearing the roads. At the same time, though, officials say those crews must adhere to the safety regulations that are in place to ensure their own safety as well as the general public. In Springwater, 15 operators take care of 15 routes of varying lengths. Each route takes between 6 and 8 hours to complete. In Oro Medonte, there are 18 routes, each with a dedicated full-time operator. The township also has 8 other operators to assist during irregular hours and at facilities, parking lots, including fire halls, and sidewalks. Ontario Regulation 555.06, Hours of Service, limits the amount of time operators can drive consecutively, daily, weekly and biweekly, said Leggett. A driver will max out their permitted driving or shift times in a day or week during times of heavy snowfall, and each route will take a varied amount of time to complete, dependent on weather conditions. Odette said Springwater crews, as directed under the Highway Traffic Act, are not permitted to work more than 13 hours at a time, without an 8-hour break. During a continuous snowfall, like the one that blanketed Springwater and Oro Medonte on Friday and Saturday, the townships focus their efforts on the municipality's main roads. During standard winter events, secondary road sections are maintained at a similar frequency as primary roads, Leggett said. However, during severe and long-duration winter events, secondary roads may not be maintained at the same frequency as primary roads. Nevertheless, all roads are maintained in accordance with O-Reg 239.02, minimum maintenance standards, she added. For those who don't live on a priority route and may have to wait a little longer than normal to have their road cleared, both Leggett and Odette ask for patience and a little understanding. When significant snowfall happens, residents are assured their area will be plowed according to the township's winter operations plan, Leggett said. However, during these times, we ask for patience and understanding as township crews diligently work to keep Oro Medonte roads safe. Within a shift, even during long duration or severe snowfalls, it is the intention to pass by each road at least once, with priority roads possibly more, she added. With more snow expected over the next few days, Odette offered four simple tips to drivers to help them navigate their way through the elements. Check the weather. Drive to the conditions. Never pass a working plow. Give plow drivers plenty of room. Leggett offered a three additional tips, including keeping 911 address signs visible and clear of snow, preparing vehicles for winter travel, and limiting travel for essential purposes when weather conditions are poor.